Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de Andalucía. Comprensión oral. Inglés. Nivel intermedio B1. Tarea 1. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract 0.
A reason I love wearing the same thing every day is that I always feel put together. That all of my clothes fit, all of my clothes match, all of my clothes are my favorites. And so all day long, I always feel like I'm wearing something I enjoy wearing and look good wearing as well, if I don't mind saying so myself.
Extract 1.
When you wear the same thing every day, it's less time deciding what you're going to wear in the morning. It's also less energy wasted over the course of the week. Just think about how much time goes into maintaining and organizing and taking care of your clothes. Laundry, for example. When you decide to wear the same thing every day, all of that becomes easier. So more time in the morning and more energy over the course of a week.
Extract 2.
All this means you have less stress in the morning when you're getting ready. It's easier to get ready on time and less stress over the course of a day. I don't ever have to think about, oh man, am I wearing the right thing today? I wish I would have worn this instead. I wear the same thing and I love it. You will too.
Extract 3.
The average American family spends over $2,000 a year on clothing. These are people who already have enough clothes in their closet. We just keep buying more and more and more. A lot of it is wasted on clothes that are never worn, trial and error. Ends up just wasting not just time and energy, but money as well.
Extract 4.
This is by far the most popular reason why people decide to wear the same thing every day. Decision fatigue is this whole idea that the quality of our decisions deteriorates over the course of the day. And the truth of the matter is, you have far more important decisions to make than what you're going to wear each morning. Wearing the same thing eliminates that decision.
Extract 5.
A sixth reason you'll love wearing the same thing every day, less waste. The average American throws away 70 pounds of clothing every single year. Deciding to wear the same thing is good for the planet, it's good for you, and it's good for everyone else as well.
Extract 6.
A seventh reason I love wearing the same thing every day is it creates an iconic look. Wearing the same thing every day is the quickest way to become famous. You become known for your particular style. You look put together, you look classy, you look comfortable, and you look confident. That you're not constantly chasing the newest fashions, but you're confident in who you are and how you look.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract zero.
A reason I love wearing the same thing every day is that I always feel put together. That all of my clothes fit, all of my clothes match, all of my clothes are my favorites. And so all day long, I always feel like I'm wearing something I enjoy wearing and look good wearing as well, if I don't mind saying so myself.
Extract one.
When you wear the same thing every day, it's less time deciding what you're going to wear in the morning. It's also less energy wasted over the course of the week. Just think about how much time goes into maintaining and organizing and taking care of your clothes. Laundry, for example. When you decide to wear the same thing every day, all of that becomes easier. So more time in the morning and more energy over the course of a week.
Extract two.
All this means you have less stress in the morning when you're getting ready. It's easier to get ready on time and less stress over the course of a day. I don't ever have to think about, oh man, am I wearing the right thing today? I wish I would have worn this instead. I wear the same thing and I love it. You will too.
Extract three.
The average American family spends over $2,000 a year on clothing. These are people who already have enough clothes in their closet. We just keep buying more and more and more. A lot of it is wasted on clothes that are never worn, trial and error. Ends up just wasting not just time and energy, but money as well.
Extract four.
This is by far the most popular reason why people decide to wear the same thing every day. Decision fatigue is this whole idea that the quality of our decisions deteriorates over the course of the day. And the truth of the matter is, you have far more important decisions to make than what you're going to wear each morning. Wearing the same thing eliminates that decision.
Extract 5.
A sixth reason you'll love wearing the same thing every day, less waste. The average American throws away 70 pounds of clothing every single year. Deciding to wear the same thing is good for the planet, it's good for you, and it's good for everyone else as well.
Extract 6.
A seventh reason I love wearing the same thing every day is it creates an iconic look. Wearing the same thing every day is the quickest way to become famous. You become known for your particular style. You look put together, you look classy, you look comfortable, and you look confident. That you're not constantly chasing the newest fashions, but you're confident in who you are and how you look.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 1. Tarea 2. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract 0.
Stephen Hawking was born in Oxford, England on January 8, 1942. He grew up in a highly educated family. Both of his parents had attended Oxford University, and his father, Frank, was a medical researcher.
Extract 1.
Stephen also enjoyed writing books. In 1988, he published A Brief History in Time. This book covered modern subjects on cosmology, such as the Big Bang and black holes, in terms that could be understood by the average reader. The book became very popular, selling millions of copies and remaining on the London Sunday Times bestseller list for 4 years. He has since written many more books, including A Briefer History in Time, On the Shoulders of Giants, and The Universe in a Nutshell.
Extract 2.
Stephen spent much of his academic work researching black holes and space-time theories. He wrote many important papers on the subject and became a noted expert on relativity and black holes. Perhaps his most famous discovery was when he demonstrated that black holes emit some radiation. Prior to this, it was thought that black holes could not get smaller because nothing could escape their enormous gravity. The radiation from black holes has become known as Hawking radiation.
Extract 3.
Stephen enjoyed math and science in school, where he earned the nickname Einstein. He wanted to study math at university, but Oxford didn't have a math degree at the time, so he chose physics and chemistry instead. Stephen found college coursework to be very easy. He enjoyed being a member of the school's boat club, as well as classical music. After graduation, he went to Cambridge to study for his PhD.
Extract 4.
Although Hawking was initially depressed over his diagnosis, he decided that there were things he wanted to accomplish with his life. He began to study and work harder than ever before. He wanted to earn his PhD before he died. Around the same time, he met and fell in love with a girl named Jane Wilde. Between his work and Jane, Hawking had a reason to live. Despite the initial grim diagnosis from his doctors, Hawking has lived a full and productive life with the help of science and modern medicine. Although he is confined to a wheelchair and cannot talk, he can communicate using a touchpad computer and a voice synthesizer.
Extract 5.
While Hawking was working on his PhD at Cambridge University, he began to have health issues. His speech became slurred, and he became very clumsy, often dropping items or falling for no reason. After going through a series of tests, doctors discovered that Hawking had a disease called ALS, also called Lou Gehrig's disease. At the time, doctors said he only had a few years to live.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 0.
Stephen Hawking was born in Oxford, England on January 8, 1942. He grew up in a highly educated family. Both of his parents had attended Oxford University, and his father, Frank, was a medical researcher.
Extract 1.
Stephen also enjoyed writing books. In 1988, he published A Brief History in Time. This book covered modern subjects on cosmology, such as the Big Bang and black holes, in terms that could be understood by the average reader. The book became very popular, selling millions of copies and remaining on the London Sunday Times bestseller list for 4 years. He has since written many more books, including A Briefer History in Time, On the Shoulders of Giants, and The Universe in a Nutshell.
Extract 2.
Stephen spent much of his academic work researching black holes and space-time theories. He wrote many important papers on the subject and became a noted expert on relativity and black holes. Perhaps his most famous discovery was when he demonstrated that black holes emit some radiation. Prior to this, it was thought that black holes could not get smaller because nothing could escape their enormous gravity. The radiation from black holes has become known as Hawking radiation.
Extract 3.
Stephen enjoyed math and science in school, where he earned the nickname Einstein. He wanted to study math at university, but Oxford didn't have a math degree at the time, so he chose physics and chemistry instead. Stephen found college coursework to be very easy. He enjoyed being a member of the school's boat club, as well as classical music. After graduation, he went to Cambridge to study for his PhD.
Extract 4.
Although Hawking was initially depressed over his diagnosis, he decided that there were things he wanted to accomplish with his life. He began to study and work harder than ever before. He wanted to earn his PhD before he died. Around the same time, he met and fell in love with a girl named Jane Wilde. Between his work and Jane, Hawking had a reason to live. Despite the initial grim diagnosis from his doctors, Hawking has lived a full and productive life with the help of science and modern medicine. Although he is confined to a wheelchair and cannot talk, he can communicate using a touchpad computer and a voice synthesizer.
Extract 5.
While Hawking was working on his PhD at Cambridge University, he began to have health issues. His speech became slurred, and he became very clumsy, often dropping items or falling for no reason. After going through a series of tests, doctors discovered that Hawking had a disease called ALS, also called Lou Gehrig's disease. At the time, doctors said he only had a few years to live.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 2. Tarea 3. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Today, we are going to learn a bit more about healthy eating, something very important to all of us. We already know that healthy foods are fundamental for our existence. They help us grow, be strong, and be healthy. To eat healthily, one must learn about the variety and quantities of the food we eat. We need to learn about the food pyramid and follow its steps. Here it is. The first step on the pyramid, the smallest one, is the one about fats and sweets. It's the favorite one by all children, but to be honest, it is the worst one. One must eat very little or nothing from this step. Pastries and sweeties are delicious, but they contain a high number of calories, which are very bad for our body. They make us fatter and don't help with anything. In fact, many doctors agree that this sector is very bad for our health. The second step is formed by meat, fish, and eggs. It is very important to vary these foods every single day. You shouldn't just eat meat because you don't like fish. In fact, we should eat more fish and eggs than meat. The third step is all about dairy. This group consists of milk, cheese, and butter. I especially love yogurts. We must eat these foods from 1 to 3 times a day. The fourth step is extremely important because it evolves around fruits and vegetables. These foods fill our bodies with vitamins and minerals and allow us to stay in shape and be strong. Doctors recommend to eat these 5 times a day. If you do, your body will thank you. The base of the pyramid, fifth step, is the group of the carbohydrates. Here you can find cereals, bread, pasta, rice, and potatoes. They are also very important, so we must eat them daily. As well as following the different steps in the pyramid, we need to take into account the advice of doctors and nutrition experts. One must try to eat at the same time every day. Eating with family will always be beneficial. And also, drink plenty of water. But most importantly, every day we must do some kind of physical exercise. If we eat healthy and do exercise, we will grow strong both mentally and physically. So now you know. Bye, friends!
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Today, we are going to learn a bit more about healthy eating. Something very important to all of us. We already know that healthy foods are fundamental for our existence. They help us grow, be strong, and be healthy. To eat healthily, one must learn about the variety and quantities of the food we eat. We need to learn about the food pyramid and follow its steps. Here it is! The first step on the pyramid, the smallest one, is the one about fats and sweets. It's the favored one by all children, but to be honest, it is the worst one. One must eat very little or nothing from this step. Pastries and sweeties are delicious, but they contain a high number of calories, which are very bad for our body. They make us fatter and don't help with anything. In fact, many doctors agree that this sector is very bad for our health. The second step is formed by meat, fish, and eggs. It is very important to vary these foods every single day. You shouldn't just eat meat because you don't like fish. In fact, we should eat more fish and eggs than meat. The third step is all about dairy. This group consists of milk, cheese, and butter. I especially love yogurts. We must eat these foods from 1 to 3 times a day. The fourth step is extremely important because it revolves around fruits and vegetables. These foods fill our bodies with vitamins and minerals and allow us to stay in shape and be strong. Doctors recommend to eat these 5 times a day. If you do, your body will thank you. The base of the pyramid, fifth step, is the group of the carbohydrates. Here you can find cereals, bread, pasta, rice, and potatoes. They are also very important, so we must eat them daily. As well as following the different steps in the pyramid, we need to take into account the advice of doctors and nutrition experts. One must try to eat at the same time every day. Eating with family will always be beneficial. And also, drink plenty of water. But most importantly, every day we must do some kind of physical exercise. If we eat healthy and do exercise, we will grow strong both mentally and physically. So now you know. Bye, friends!
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 3. Aquí acaba la prueba de comprensión oral. Por favor, siga las instrucciones del profesorado en su aula.